Good morning. It's about the call, pretty obviously. But notice how different the calls are. And that makes sense. After all, God calls each of us as individuals, whom God knows better than we know ourselves. So just as each person is unique, each of our gifts are unique, each of our abilities, each of our limitations are unique, each of our calls are unique, because each of us can make a unique contribution to God's work and the building of the world. Therefore, the calls will all be different too, since they're calling different people to different things. So we get a whole bunch of them here in the readings today. The simplest, I guess, is the one that Philip got. Direct, face-to-face, from Jesus. He heard it. He recognized it. He obeyed it. Jesus said, "Follow me." And he did. And that's presented as the archetypal call. When you go to the synoptics, you know, all the calls are that way. Here, it's a little different. Not only is this not the only way, we also know that while it seems to be the simplest way, it's not necessarily 100% accurate. When you hear the voice of God in your heart calling you, is it really? Or is it the echo of my own voice? Am I hearing God calling me to do what I wanted to do in the first place? Obviously, that can happen. If everything that people hear and identify immediately as the call of God, God has been a little inconsistent this year, hasn't he? How many people have been called by God to run for president? They may all be wrong, but certainly not more than one of them can be right. And yet they all seem to be quite certain. So hearing the voice of God definitively, one-to-one, in your heart, needs testing. Hearing the voice of God definitively, one-to-one, in your ears, needs psychiatric help. But there are a lot of other ways to hear God's call, and none of them easier or more definitive. Look at Samuel. Samuel hears the voice of God directly in his ear. Maybe it happened in those days, I don't know. But he doesn't recognize it. He thinks it's the voice of Eli, the old priest. He gets up three times and runs to him, "Here I am, you called me." It's only when the old man, who is about to be deposed for the wickedness of his sons, recognizes what's going on and tells the boy, "That is the voice of God. If it comes again, this is what you are to do," that Samuel hears and answers. He has a direct call, but he needs some help to understand it. Often, the help is even more than that. It's the help that is the message, not just the interpretation of the message. John says to the two disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God." And following John, whom they found to be trustworthy in the past, they leave John and follow Jesus. Others are brought sought out and brought by others, without even having seen Jesus. Andrew goes after Peter. "We have found the Messiah." Peter follows on Andrew's word. Nathanael, too, is told, this time by Philip, and he's more than a little skeptical. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? But ultimately, he's won over. So there are diverse ways of hearing God's voice. Sometimes it's personal and direct and explicit and unmediated You hear it in your heart. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And sometimes you hear it and don't recognize it. Sometimes somebody has to point it out to you. Sometimes somebody has to lead you to it. All of those are valid ways of hearing the call of God. So what do we do next? What do we do about that? There is an ancient and venerable practice in the church called discernment for trying to figure out what is the call of God and what is not. But it's not infallible either. You never know completely for sure what it is that God is calling you to. But you've only got one life to live and you need to invest it somewhere. How do you do it? Well, a few ideas. First of all, be still. You're more likely to hear a voice when you're not shouting yourself. Listen. Listen carefully. Weigh it. Compare it. Does this that sounds like the voice of God, whether directly or from somebody else or whatever, fit with what I know about God so far? With what Jesus tells me about God? With what I've experienced of God in the history of Israel and in the history of the church? Does it fit with me? Am I being called to do something that challenges me to stretch my talents beyond what I think I can do? Or is it, you know, something that's suggesting I should do something radically different? Maybe I can do it, maybe I can't. Think about it. Be sensitive to the voice. Know it when you hear it. But don't be too quick to jump and say, I know it. That's for sure. That's it. Keep testing it. Is this the voice of God? Or is this the echo of my own voice? Or is this somebody else trying to impose their voice of God on me? No complete answers to those questions. But it's a human challenge that each of us has to face. What is it that God is asking of us here and now? In what direction do we move? What talents do we find? How do we use them? How do we make our maximum contribution to God's plan for the world? Listen, discern, respond.